You know, we've been looking at Proverbs, 1, 2, 3 little verses of Proverbs since we started the Holy Spirit School, just to plant some seeds and to understand that the book of Proverbs is a very neat book. If you don't read any other book, read the book of Proverbs on a regular basis. It'll give you some wonderful wisdom and things to think about. This week, I want to focus on Proverbs chapter 28, verse 2, New Living Translation. When there is a moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. But with wise and knowledgeable leaders, there is stability. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of that proverb in chapter 28, verse 2. Think about a nation. A nation is no more stable than its people. Now, we like to think the United States of America is a moral nation, good churches, good neighborhoods, and we're kind of stable and moral. The businesses are honest, the cities and all that. But all of these are merely clusters of people like you and I who choose either to live godly lives or corrupt life. Scripture is often has an additional responsibility upon its leaders, and we hope and pray that they are God-fearing leaders and they use the Bible as the Word of God for their guidance. But I don't know, sometimes we wonder about that. Because the Bible needs to set their tone in their circles of influence. We call them influencers now instead of leaders. So who is affected by the choices that we are making today, individually and corporately? Think about that as we go about our day. In Jesus' name, amen.